voice of the Wellington family. Family. Wellington College and Wellington Academy. This is Dukebox. Live from the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sportbox.
So, hello everyone.
Good evening.
We are at the Robin Dyer Centre. I'm joined by my colleague Josh Hafner.
And you're hearing Louis Farrow.
Yeah, and later on, we're also going to have Hannah McLennan in to join us for some commentary of the game. So we're here to present a charity event, Josh.
Rugby First 15 versus the girls' netball team.
Yeah.
Not rugby netball, though. Because if they played rugby,
yeah,
that'd be a bit challenging.
Some of the best rugby players at Wellington facing off in a netball game against our own first team netball. Should be good fun to watch.
I can't wait.
It's all in support of the Jimmy Higham Bursary Fund. So it's all for a great cause. And we'll have a bit of soul music on the way as well, because I think that was his favourite. And so it should just be a really good event, and we'll see how it pans out.
Enjoy.
Live from the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sportbox. From the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sportbox.
So, we are here. The teams are out on the court doing some warm-ups. The girls are taking pre-match pictures so they can commemorate this for a long time. And it is, it's an event to remember, hopefully.
It looks professional.
It does. It's a proper setup. Obviously, it's for a great cause. For the Jimmy Higham Bursary Fund. So Justin, sort of in his memory, he was a PE teacher who sadly passed away from cancer in 2011, and he was much loved by all the students at the college.
And he was actually the first male coach for netball.
Yes, for netball at the
in
school.
The college.
Yeah, the first male staff member to coach.
Yeah.
To coach netball at the college, which is.
I think it's quite a big deal. Like,
yeah, it's nice to see. And obviously, he also had quite a big hidden singing talent, and I think. After he passed away, about a year later, one of his songs made it onto the charts, or became
really?
Quite popular. So
he's a big soul fan, isn't he?
So. Yeah, a very big soul fan. So you'll be hearing some of you've just heard some more music, and there will be in all the breaks for the quarters of the game.
This warm up is really high intensity.
It really is, and so yeah, this all of this is for charity for the Jimmy Higham Bursary Fund, which basically sponsors. Skilled sports people to come to Wellington and gives them more of an opportunity to hopefully make it big. And if you do want to donate, just go to justgiving.com and you can search up Jimmy Higham and it should be the first one to pop up.
Please give all you can. It's a great, great
cause. It is a great cause. And yeah, so looking forward to a good game.
Of her name, Lonnie could not have been done without you who conceived the one.
Hello, we are back and we have 10 minutes to go. I'm joined here by Hannah McLelland.
Hi guys.
First team netball player. And we will be going through some rules of netball because I know nothing. And stuff like that. So what's the biggest thing about netball?
I think the biggest thing about netball is probably footwork, which I think is not going to be a strong point for the boys today. Mm-hmm. You're only allowed to land on either 2 feet together or 1 foot, then the other foot. And I think the boys would probably play more of a basketball game than a netball game.
Yeah.
Also, I think obstruction is going to be a big one for them as well. Mm. You have to be a metre away from the person when they're marking the ball. And I think the boys are more used to dropping the shoulder and going into your ball than standing back and waiting for the ball to come to them. So that will be interesting as well.
Will be. I guess also the boys, there was so much momentum, they'll run as hard as they can. When they catch the ball, it's hard to stop in two steps.
Yeah, it takes a lot of leg strength.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. And what are the positions in the team? Like what?
So we have two shooters, two defenders, and then three centre court. The goal attack and the goal shooter are the only people that are allowed to shoot, and they have to shoot within the yellow D at each end.
So you can't. No one can shoot outside it.
No one can shoot outside it.
Okay.
The centre, who is probably going to be the most tired player, she's allowed to go everywhere in the court except the two Ds.
Okay.
And then the goal defence and goalkeeper can pretty much go in there in the opposition's attacking third.
Okay. And how long will this match be?
So I think today we're playing quarters of 10 minutes with 3 minute breaks in between. And the boys have four subs, whereas the girls only have one, so that should be interesting.
It will be, yeah. It will be. So what are your predictions for score? I don't know what kind of score lines netball normally has.
Normally at a netball game, that first play, the predictions will probably like the amount of goals that will get scored will probably be in an early 30s, late 20s.
Okay.
Today I think for the girls it might be 30s, and then the boys I think maybe the teens, but that's only me. I don't know if I'm a little bit biased,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, well I think the boys will struggle with fitness a bit as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now we're going to go to our on-pitch commentator, pundit, Louis Farrer, and here he is.
So I'm just pitch side here. There's still a bit of warm-ups going on. Everyone seems like really excited. The stands are slowly filling up. And hopefully, throughout the course of the game, I'll be able to walk around, sort of interview some of the people on the benches or the head coaches, that sort of stuff, if there's any big SLT members or other staff members who look particularly intrigued by the game. I might be able to pick up an interview with them. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's shaping up to be a hell of a spectacle. It should be a lot of good fun. I think the girls are now walking through their sort of tactics and their games play. I don't really know how to describe it for netball. And the boys are still practicing their shooting. So let's see what happens.
So, Louis, what are your predictions for this game?
Well, based on what Hannah was saying, I mean, I trust her judgment quite a lot more than sort of anything I know about the game. So I can definitely see the girls team potentially bagging the win here, but you never know. You know, sport is quite a diverse thing. You can always expect the unexpected. So who knows? But I'm going to go for 32-14 to the girls team. Let's see.
You never know. I'm going to go for 36-19 for the boys.
Okay,
they need one supporter.
I think I'm going to go for 38-13 for the girls to win.
Good prediction. So here we have a tweet from Mr. Dahl himself. I can't wait for this event tonight. The Rugby Welly boys are confident, but I think their superior skill and tactical nous of the Welly football girls will see them through. Such a great cause, too. In memory of a very special Wellington UK teacher. 8 p.m. start in the Robin Dyer Centre. So, Mr. Dahl is saying he thinks girls will win. That seems to be the consensus, but I'm going to back the boys.
Really?
They need a backer, yeah. I'm going
to
back them to the end.
They are very, very tall, and I think they will put in a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I mean, if they win this, the girls will never hear the end of it, so...
I reckon we'll get... lots of shots from the boys, so they'll be able to get in a good position to shoot, but their actual shot accuracy will not be good compared to the girls.
I agree, especially because there's not a backboard, which they might be used to in the basketball.
Yeah, it's hard enough with a backboard, so without it's difficult.
Yeah,
can you jump with the ball?
You can, but I wouldn't advise that. I think that would be even trickier.
Yeah,
I think it's easier to try stabilize yourself and then get in a position to shoot, but then again you only have 3 seconds, so I mean whatever works for you.
And is the shooting the same as basketball, like one hand power, one control, or like
pretty much? I think it's personalized for every shooter. They all have their different tricks and shots, so
no like rugby passes, any of them.
I mean, I think you'll see quite a few of them for the boys, but I don't know if that's not really the normal thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll now play a nice song or two, and we'll get back to you when the match starts.
All right, hello everyone. I'm currently pitch side with Mr. Sutcliffe. And yeah, we're getting ready. The match is kicking off in about 5 minutes, I think. So, sir, how do you... Well, are you excited for this? What do you reckon is going to happen?
It's going to be a great game, I think. I think the girls are going to come out on top. I'm expecting a good contest, but I think the girls are going to show their skills and win comfortably. And it's great to see such a big crowd in here as well. We've got probably 150 students in supporting, so really good event.
Yeah, I overheard Dr. Cromsey saying he reckons the girls will absolutely thrash the boys. Do you reckon it'll turn out the same way?
I think so. I've watched the warm-ups and I think the girls have got them matched on speed, and I think they've got great positional sense and they'll definitely come out on top.
Yeah, a bit more experience. And also, obviously, this is such a sort of great initiative, trying to raise money for the Jimmy Iron Bursary Fund. And it's, so as you said, so lovely to see so many students turning up from all the way from upper six, I think, all the way down to third form. How important do you think this is as a great new sort of initiative in the college's sort of, you know, time here?
I think it's a great initiative, a brilliant idea to use the Robin Dyer Centre in this way, and to have girls and boys playing together, I think, is great for the school as well, and showcasing our great talent in the netball team alongside the rugby players. So fantastic initiative.
Perfect, thank you very much. Here, the players are coming out now. You might have heard some rapturous rounds of applause. Thank you very much, Mr. Sutcliffe, for joining us down here. And yeah, hopefully the game will get underway soon. Here are the boys coming out now.
Okay, we are back at the upstairs part, and both teams just run on the pitch. Can you start on either side of the half at the beginning of the game? Or?
Yeah, so you have to be behind. You can't be in the centre court except if you're a centre.
Okay.
So everyone has to stay behind the line until the whistle goes.
Yeah. And is there like a drop thing where they drop it and you have to catch it?
No, so they just like flipped a coin for who gets first centre. But sometimes they'll do like a toss-up.
Yeah, yeah.
But the boys are starting with the ball, it looks like.
Go boys. Looks like Cass is at the centre.
Yeah. Oh. Footwork.
Oh
there
dear.
We go.
Foul already. No.
Oh, and
Kaya
I think
has the ball. To Ellis.
To Alina,
yes.
And taken.
Brooke puts a massive tackle on Alina.
Annie Grillo. Poppy Dutton. Oh.
Ooh.
That was a great pass.
Ella Redfern just can't catch the ball. Goes out.
Taken by Lucas Brooke. That was obstruction by Alina Budin.
How was that obstruction? Did you 1 meter too?
Yeah.
Close,
so, when you're meant to, So you have to be a meter away, and if you're any closer than that before you put your arms up, then it's obstruction.
Okay.
Oh, interception by Annie Grillo.
But the ball goes out, so it's rugby ball.
There we go.
Ooh, possession
taken
changes.
Taken by Kim.
Is that Grillo?
Yeah, she struggles to find the ball. And that was obstruction as well.
Oh, no.
There we go, guys. We're shaping up to be quite an interesting game.
Really is.
Ooh,
it really
by
is.
Cass.
Competitive. Oh, double dribble.
Replay ball.
Oh, no. See, I do not know what's going on, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion, not only... From
contact.
Us, the commentators, but the players themselves seem to be a bit puzzled as to what's going on as well. So
you can see the height's quite an
nice
advantage so far.
Nice bounce pass.
Oh, very close there.
Dutton shoots for goal.
Poppy Dutton hits the rim, but doesn't quite make it in. Max Thomas now passing it over to Kinnear. That's a great pass.
Kinnear to Brooke. Teague has the ball.
Oh,
in space.
Sadly
footwork.
Travelling there. Yeah,
oh,
footwork.
No. Exciting first few minutes.
Yeah, people really coming out of the blocks. Quite strong, fast-paced game.
Obstruction.
We'll probably see over
and
the course
warning.
Of the game it might slow down a bit,
oh,
but
no.
We'll see.
There we go, obstruction.
Do you get cards in this game?
You don't get cards in this game. Well, actually, very rare cases. Oh, nice interception.
However, the ball does go into touch, so girls still have it.
Oh, and that's contact.
The whistle's been blown a lot.
Yes, I don't think the boys really understand the rules of netball, but...
Good steal. Oh, it's been taken. Teague ran in there to grab the ball, but I think it was a double step,
Seems
was it?
Like the boys are getting quite frustrated.
Yeah, I can imagine it, sir.
And from what I can hear from the crowd, it definitely seems like the girls have a bit more support. because every mistake by the boys seems to be laughed at. So.
Good drive from Alina. Out of hands.
What's the foul there? Sorry.
So if you catch the ball, no one can knock it out of your hands. That's
oh,
your
right.
ball.
Yeah.
And another obstruction.
Lots of fouls.
Yeah, there we go. Take by Poppy.
Poppy shoots and
scores. Hey!
There it is, the first goal of the game.
Well worked goal, well worked
first
goal.
First of many, I'm sure.
Predicting, yeah.
I reckon that's a rare score for the girls.
Is it called a goal or a score? What's
a
it called?
Goal.
It is a goal.
Yeah.
Nice.
Obstruction.
Ooh.
Poppy Dustin's on the ball now. Just under the post.
Shoot. Shot.
Two.
Scores again.
Good shot.
2-0 to the girls. That's demoralising for the boys. To concede in quick succession.
So he ran out too early there.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Good height there from Max Thomas on the jump.
Shoot. Ooh. Just shoot.
He's run out of time, surely.
There. Oh. Good shot there.
Good attempt from Diaz.
Oh, good interception. Footwork.
The boys are turned playing quite a long ball tactic. They're certainly sort of using their height advantage and a muscle advantage to chuck it as far as they possibly can within the rules limits.
Definitely.
And it seems to be working kind of well, you know. They're getting themselves into the D. They're getting, kind of getting shots off.
A lot of intercepts, aren't there?
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah, their height is good for that.
Looks like there's a turnover. Thomas has the ball on the touch line. Pass to Cass. Intercept.
Taken.
T can't catch.
Oh.
Here goes Kim Barnes.
Oh,
goodness me.
Contact.
Straight over the D.
Both. I think it might be by both.
The boy's certainly not having much consideration for trying to land on top of the girls during those big jumps in the D.
Was that knocked out the hand?
That was contact.
So she's almost a
and
free shot.
And she scores.
3-0.
Poppy Dutton. Is that a hat-trick from her?
That is a hat-trick from her.
Ilian takes the ball to Ella.
Right down the court.
Back to Annie Grillo.
Shoot it.
Ooh.
What's that?
It's a girl's ball on the sideline here. Right next to the referee, getting all the insightful
Alina
tips.
Has the ball. Brookie is standing tall.
I think this might be one of the roughest games the girls have ever played.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get another one like
definitely
it.
Definitely physical, yeah.
Kinnear on the ball now. Passed it through. Great interception
nice
by Kim Barnes.
Yeah. Unlucky.
Yeah, it's unlucky for Kinnear there. He thought he saw something, but the line was just off.
Rory Diaz right under the post.
Oh, he just misses.
Taken by Annie Grillo. Down to Alina. Back to Georgie.
Great interrunnings by Alina there.
Ooh.
And Poppy does very
there?
Well to keep the ball in play there, but sadly it ends up back into the boys' hands.
Referee nearly blew there. But
didn't. And a good interception by Georgie Ellis there.
Good intercept. Diaz with the ball in the D.
Misses the shot.
It seems like there aren't really too many running plays from what we've seen at the moment. There's a lot of long passes, sort of just chucking it around, and it has led to many, many interceptions so far in this game. So
definitely,
it's going to be a very up and down game from one end to the other.
Lucas Brook is offside by a bit, so he's been summoned down to the other end of the court.
Classic Kiwi, they're all offside.
So could you just explain to us what the offside rule is?
So the wing defence isn't allowed to go into their attacking
third.
And
yeah,
third,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Kai has the ball.
Ooh.
Nearly intercepted by Cass, but just misses.
Taken by Kim very well. Ooh, and contact by goal defence.
It's riveting stuff, really.
Nicholas Teague. He's really having a good crack at it, but it's
the
difficult.
The girls have a chance to shoot now. Oh, Ella Redfern takes it.
Oh, foul from goalkeeper.
Yeah. And shot.
Ella scores. 4-0 to the girls. Brooke has the ball.
Nice bounce pass.
Oh, clever plays. Clearly using some of the stuff they know from the rugby fields to bring it onto the netball court with some clever switcheroos.
Well, it's all about team
chemistry. That was well held by
well
Jack Kinnear.
Well worded.
To be fair to them, they do have really good sort of running moves when it comes to the rugby pitch. I'm sure they'll be trying to use as much as they can on the netball court. Obviously, you're restricted to how much you can move. But
rugby is a much more complicated game than people.
And there you go. The boys get the first goal.
Who's the point scorer?
That was Kinnear, I think.
Yeah, that was a great goal. Great interception by Nick.
Goes into touch, but disrupts the play. Long ball.
Interception by Jack.
Travelling by Forshaw there.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, and that was a little bit of arguing with the ref, but we'll let that one slide.
I think that one was quite a blatant one. I can see it.
Do not argue with Crom. That is not a good idea.
Good interception. Now the boys have got it. Ooh, they have a chance.
Well caught by Diaz there.
Oh, here we go.
Just
hit the rim.
Close shot. Kinnear's trying hard.
The girls are bringing it down the court. Oh, interception.
Beat it away.
Nearly. Diaz takes a kick at the ball but misses.
Actually, can you kick the ball? Is that a foul?
You can't kick the ball.
Yeah.
That one's not allowed. Taken down the pitch by the girls. Well picked up by Kim. Oh, that's obstruct.
Really good battle here between Teague and Poppy.
Yeah, in that D, Teague just has a slightly longer reach, so he's palming every high ball that comes their way.
Although he's fouling quite often.
He
as
is,
a result.
Yeah. But he is also getting his hands onto quite a lot and sort of parrying them away.
Oh, good play from the boys.
Kinnear just underneath the goalpost goes for the shot, and he's just
missed it. Picked up by Annie Grillo.
Really unfortunate. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Two players
That's a red
on the floor.
Card. That's a red card.
Forshaw absolutely demolishes Barnes by landing on her. That was
I know.
She's fine though.
And that's the end of the first quarter.
And she just throws the ball into his face.
Girls 4, boys 1. And I'm joined here by Hannah McClelland in the commentary box at the Robin Dyer Centre.
The girls have made their only substitution that they have and placed Roz Traynor at wing defence, and Georgie Ellis has come off.
So I presume you cannot make a substitution again. You can't sub off a sub, right?
You can. The subs can come on at any time in the breaks, but they can't come on between the match. And you can just sub off anyone at any time.
Oh, so you can make your substitution and then their one player who was playing and has come off, can they go back on the pitch?
They can go back on the pitch. And the person that's come on can also go back off the pitch.
Okay. Yeah, that's different to rugby and football, so that is quite confusing for my simple brain. But here go the boys. Keystone goal area.
All right, guys, quickly, I'm just going to interrupt you there. I'm joined courtside here by our very own headmaster, Mr. Dahl. I just got a few questions for him. First of all, how do you think this event is going so far?
Louis, it's absolutely magnificent. I think the quality of netball on display is sensational. And as the boys score another goal and the cheers, the grunty cheers, but the support's been magnificent. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
It's been really good, and it's for such a great initiative, obviously the Jimmy Hyam Bursary Fund, and it's so wonderful to see such a huge turnout from the student body, from people all the way from upper six right down to third form. Sort of how important do you think an event like this is for Wellington and showing how the community works together to produce great results?
Really, really important, Louis, and on everything that we hold dear as a community is on show here tonight. Inclusivity, boys and girls from all different year groups, parents up on the balcony, staff coming together for both a really good cause and just to really enjoy each other's company on a Friday night. It's brilliant. It makes me very proud.
Yeah, it's been great so far. Well, in the first quarter of play, probably less goals than I think most of us expected. I think the boys have held their own relatively well. What do you reckon the score prediction will be by the end of the game?
Look, I've been on social media all day, Louis, and I've been saying that the girls are going to win this. Their superior skill and tactical nous is going to see them through. So the boys have just scored two goals quite quickly. So it's 5-3. No, I think the girls are their teamwork, superior netball knowledge, and tactical ability will see them through. I have no doubt.
General experience. I think they've got more plays probably up their sleeves, and it will be. It should be a good match, though. But you know. The brash tactics from the boys aren't working too badly at the moment.
There's a lot of noise. It's quite physical, and there's a lot of pace. I don't think the girls will have played against a side that put this much pace on the ball before. So
I don't think they ever will again. To be honest, it seems like quite a match for them. And so far so good.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for joining me, sir.
A pleasure, Louis. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Perfect. We'll send it back up to Josh and Hannah.
So the current score is 5-2 to the girls.
Yes, and the boys, 5-3 to the...
5-3?
Yeah, 5-3.
Is there a scoreboard? Oh, there is, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your analysis in this first 2-3 minutes you've just seen here?
The boys are actually doing very, very well. I think the girls are getting quite scared that they're going to lose now. And I think they're making a couple of mistakes that they maybe shouldn't be. But I think as the quarter goes on, they'll become calmer and realise that they actually have this and the boys aren't going to win. But that was a great shot by Poppy Dutton.
Wow, 6-3 to the girls. I think the boys are definitely being quite physical on the intercepts.
They really are.
One earlier, Max Watson just flew in and intercepted on Rolson Trainer. It's crazy.
They are quite agile on their feet as well and very fast, which is a great advantage. Taken by Kim. Into
Poppy. Here goes Poppy. She shoots. She misses.
Oh, rebound taken by Hurricane. Oh. And contact by Lena as she falls on the floor.
Normally, it's the boys who get penalised for that, but different this time. Here goes Diaz.
Oh, intercepted by Kaya.
Here goes Trainer. Good pass.
The girls are moving well in the attacking quarter, third.
Contact by the boys there. Intercept from, who's that there? I can't see.
I think that was Hurricane.
Hurricane. That's interesting because he was a sub, so.
Oh, well taken by Keist. Obstruction from Kaya.
Against Keist. Keist shoots. And he scores!
I think that's his second goal.
I think so, yeah. He's
And he's just come on as well.
He's surprising me.
Ooh.
I see what the tactic the boys are going for, though. Harry Kane on. He's a 13.
That was a very strong ball.
The boys definitely have pace on their passes, don't they?
They really do. Which means that it's a lot harder for the girls to intercept them as they're going so fast. Oh, unlucky by Kim.
Tough pass to catch. Diaz with the ball.
The boys seem to just hurtle it down the court.
Yeah,
and then suddenly they're scoring.
Although they are a bit messy sometimes.
They are. I think their ball pace is a strength as a weakness. It's quite hard to control
catch.
Sometimes, yeah.
Especially a bounce pass one. That one just
there. That one just flew off the court.
Kaya throws.
Intercept by Kinnear.
Keist
is
in the D. He falls over.
Oh, well recovered by Diaz.
He shoots. He
and
scores.
He scores.
6-5. This is a great contest. I can feel my heart pounding. This is so tense. We're only in the second quarter.
Great ball.
Poppy shoots.
And
she scores. 7-5. And that will just comfort the girls a bit more. The boys had some momentum there, but...
Taken by Diaz. On the edge of the circle, or...
Boys lose it. You feel this next score will be crucial.
Yes.
If the boys score, they're really in this game. If the girls score, that's a 3-point lead.
The girls are moving it down the court. Oh.
Intercept.
Good interception.
Ball is across the whole Robin Dye centre. Strong intercept. Elena runs, great run. just outside the D.
Taken by Poppy.
She shoots. She misses.
Taken by Alina. Into Poppy again.
She shoots and she scores. Wow, 8-5.
The girls will bring it back up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Touch
yeah.
wood.
Well, my prediction is not looking correct yet, but give it 10 minutes.
I have a feeling boys will start to get tired as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because they have to think so much for everything. They're working so hard to get to places where the yeah. girls, they know where to run exactly. And
yeah, it's almost like second nature to them, but they've got to be thinking about it all the time.
Exactly.
Another goal from the girls.
I think that was Red Fern.
That was Red Fern, yeah.
Good goal. Here goes Cass in the centre. He passes to Watson.
Watson runs out.
Keast across the pitch. Court pitch, same thing.
Court.
Okay.
3 seconds. Ball's turned over to the girls. Down the court to Annie. And to Roz, who's in free space.
Yeah, they have some space now, don't they? Good run from Kim. Oh.
Ooh, Poppy
contest
and Nick.
In the air. That was competitive.
Those two really are quite competitive.
Yeah. Poppy shoots and misses.
Rebound taken by Kane. To Forshaw, to Watson.
Oh, he struggles to get the pass
back
off.
Back to Forshaw. Inception. Oh.
Keith has ball. Keith is so deceptive. He shoots and he scores.
And such a great shot.
Perfect.
That was from quite far out as well.
I know. I told you. He's in rugby, he's a hooker, so he's got that. He's got that hand-eye coordination to throw darts, as they say.
Girls' ball on the sideline.
Taken by Alina. Who's she going to throw to?
Contact by goalkeeper, Hurricane.
That is happening often. Alina with the ball in the right corner.
Taken by Redfern. She shoots. And she scores.
Good shot. Cass walks up to the centre. To Teague. To Diaz.
Very quick passing.
Oh, good take
taken
from Keast.
Taken by Keast.
Pass to Cass. Bounces along the floor to Diaz. He shoots.
Rebound taken by Kaya. To Roz. To Kim.
Alina.
Down the court to Poppy. And into the circle to Redfern.
That's good play there. That is. They knew exactly where they were going.
Oh. Interception. Oh, taken by Roz again.
Over the top. Oh, look at that.
The boys are very good at their interceptions.
They are. But lots of time they're so powerful, they just go straight out again.
Mm.
So even though it does stop the play and help a bit, they still don't get the ball.
Yeah.
So the girls have an attacking platform to continue. That's the end of the second quarter.
It's half time.
Girls 10, boys 6. Not high scoring.
Live from the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sportbox.
Hello everyone. So it's half time now. The score is 10-6 to the girls, and it's been a hell of a game so far. I have to say, it's been obviously quite high intensity. The boys bring a lot of power and sort of brash tactics to the game, but it doesn't seem to be working too badly. They've held their own. It's 10-6 at half time. They are obviously using that power to smacking the ball into touch quite a lot, getting a lot of interceptions in there, but they're not sort of catching the interceptions. They're simply booting them out into touch, so it breaks up the girls' play style, I suppose. And I have to say, their shooting has been good, really good so far. Hafner obviously sort of commented on it. He commented on Mac Keast, the goal shooter. He's a hooker, number two when he plays rugby. So obviously he has that good throw, the really accurate sort of throw into play. So he's doing well so far. And the shooting as a whole from both sides has been pretty good. A good standard of netball, I'd say, based on the little amount of netball I've watched over the course of my of my life, but it's a really high octane game. I don't think the girls will ever play a game like this ever again, really. Just a lot of pace, power, you know, being chucked around. The boys are opting for the sort of long throw tactics all the way across the pitch in order to get their passes off instead of the smooth running plays. But every now and again, you'll see them use one of the tactics they use in rugby. But obviously, you know, because they can't run with the ball, they're a bit lot more static. But they're still doing remarkably well for a team that, you know, only had their first training session, I think, a few days before we broke off with the Christmas holidays. But there is still a bit of confusion in the team. I overheard the bench sort of complaining about how the scoreboard was working, and they were asking whether you get 2 points for a goal or not. And so there is definitely still a bit of a early confusion from the boys' side. But considering all of that, I think they're doing a remarkable job. And it should be really interesting to see how the next two quarters pan out.
So third quarter's underway here. Kim Barnes in centre. She throws.
Taken by Kim again. Beautiful pass into Poppy.
Wow, that's good play.
And great shot.
You almost feel as if they planned that.
Like, it's so slick.
I know.
So slick.
I guess.
Two shooters have been playing with each other since third form, so they really know what each other are going to do.
Chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But they're both athletes. The boys, of course, and the girls have really, really good split-second decision-making. So the boys will put in a good shift, I think, for the rest of the game.
They really will. I think it will be hard for them, though, because I think they're using a lot of different muscles that they don't normally use.
Yeah.
So it's good that they have four subs.
Yes, definitely.
The substitutions made this time are Georgie Ellis for Alina Budin. And on the boys, I think Jack Kinnear's come off, Rory Diaz has come off, and Nick T's come off for Lucas Brook, Max Thomas, and is it Finn?
What, Baxter? I don't think he's on, though.
No.
Which position?
Wing attack. Finn Livingston, I think.
Oh, yeah, Finn, yeah. He should be good because he's a scrum half, and they're all about passing the ball. Looks like a foul by the boys.
Yeah. Not the first one.
Yeah. Kaya has the ball just outside there, D. Pass to Ellis. Here goes Kaya again.
To Annie Grillo. Interception by the boys. Thrown across the court.
Looks like Cass went for the underarm flick pass, but it didn't quite come off.
Kim has the ball. Passes it down to Poppy.
Kane's gone in for the run there.
And that's contact.
That's borderline, yeah. That's definitely borderline.
Obstruction by Max Watson.
Looks like Poppy will shoot here. She shoots.
And she scores. Great shot.
That is a good shot. Wow. Boys really have a difficult contest.
It's 12-6 at the moment. Taken by Poppy. Oh, thrown into the D but intercepted.
Looks like the interceptor was inside his own D and was not allowed to. Is that what happened?
I think it may have been contact, actually, by the goalkeeper.
Okay. Yeah, Teague being off. That's a big sub because Teague was doing really well defensively, especially in those interceptions. Looks like Barnes has the ball.
Thrown over to Poppy. Oh, interception by Max Watson.
There's a lot of what I was talking about in the halftime analysis, just punching the ball away. There's a lot of that going on.
To be fair, if you can, just get it out. Stop their momentum.
You might as well, yeah.
You might as well. Think if I was playing, I'd jump up like a metre and just catch it with both hands. That'd be my tactic.
I think because the girls' tactics is more sort of free-flowing, using the momentum of the game to push up the court score there, yeah. Whereas the boys are sort of more stop-start, but more sort of powerful throws to get into their positions. So the way they're sort of intercepting absolutely everything is working quite well to break up the girls.
But you can tell it's really difficult to jump high and have both your hands in the air to catch.
Yeah, it is. And the balls are still moving quite fast for you to be able to make a consistent catch.
And then to land and balance
as
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As Cass just misses the rim there.
Kaya has the ball.
Ball thrown down the court, but intercepted by Max Watson.
Ellis has the ball. Trainer. Pass to Ella. Oh, intercepted, but then taken back again.
Intercepted by Lucas.
Is that? Oh, this is exciting.
Very well played
by Lucas Brook there.
Scintillating play.
Throws himself off the court to get the ball back into play. Ooh, oh, and a goal very nearly comes from it.
Quick down the other end.
He just tapped the ball across.
I have to say, the atmosphere down here on the subs bench is electric. The boys getting hyped up by every single pass that the boys pull off.
Looks like the balls have boys have possession.
Keast
has the ball. He shoots.
And
he scores.
Scores now 13-7, yes.
Great stuff by Keast. He's been stellar so far this game.
He has been.
Oh, a little bit of contact by goal defence. We now have a free player in the D, which is very helpful for the girls.
So, Hannah, how tired are you at this point in the game? Is it starting to hurt a bit when you run?
Yeah, this is when it... third quarter is probably the hardest quarter. Because it's not quite the end of the game, so it's not that intense. But you've got to keep going because you don't want to get behind. This is probably the quarter where most of the subs will come on. Mm-hmm. But as the girls only have one, that's quite hard for them.
Yeah, I can tell.
So they try to swap the... I think because they only have one... sub, they tried to swap the centre court ones, which run the most. So,
how many subs is the normal amount for a game?
So normally you'll have seven players on the court, and maybe ideally three, but maybe two subs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously it'd be nice to have more.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, you wouldn't get as much game time. Mm-hmm. So
there's no sort of law saying you only have so many.
I think it's maybe four maximum.
Okay.
But that only really happens if you have really big teams.
Mm-hmm. Like professional?
Yeah. I think with professional, they'll sometimes have a little bit more just in case injuries happen, because that's more likely. I'm surprised no injuries are happening at the moment.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see.
Obviously, I think the girls are sort of more accustomed to this, so they're sort of managing their fatigue a lot more sort of efficiently and cleverly. I think the only reason the boys are sort of still in this game, even though they sort of came out of the blocks really high-paced and are still sort of moving so aggressively, is simply because, like, you know, they play 70 minutes of rugby week in, week out, so they're sort of used to this sort of high-octane style of play, whereas the girls are much more sort of reserved but very, very clever in how they're sort of managing their stamina. It's good to see the differences in play styles.
Looks like two boys just collided going for the ball. Both fell on the floor. And now girls have possession. They're making ground.
Oh, into the D. Probably takes it very well. Kept in the court.
But is...
Oh!
So is the striker... What's the position again? The furthest forward?
The furthest forward?
Yeah, like the goal shooter.
Goal shooter.
Can they go both in the D and out the D?
They can go in the D and out the D, but they can't go in any other third, but they're shooting third.
Okay, okay.
So they're quite limited where they can run.
Yeah. Going back to the fatigue thing, the boys are like quite lumbering almost compared to the girls. They're not very light-footed.
No.
Poor hands there from Kane, got to say.
I know. It makes it hard to stop when you're quite flat-footed. Here goes Kim Barnes.
The fact that they are quite lumbering is going to make them even more tired.
Yeah, definitely. Contact there, it looks like.
Looks like Harry's getting a little warning from the referee because he's, you know, he's just been chucking himself every single ball that comes his way, and he often ends up sort of using that momentum to then go straight into the girls.
I think that's maybe the third contact in a row.
Possibly, yeah. I can't quite see because the commentary box hasn't got 100% vision.
Boys, it's a very ball popular here. Game.
It is. Oh.
Kane with a little bit of a mishap there.
He forgot his contact lenses.
Ball bounces back up into his face.
Ooh,
poor foot control
there. Watson to Brooke. Brooke back to Watson.
Into Forshaw.
Oh, that's amazing. Goal. That's great play there.
That was very smooth.
Score now 14-8.
Real impressive passing there. Here goes Brooke.
Launches it to Forshaw.
Oh, nearly.
Nicely taken by Kaya.
With only a minute and a half in this quarter and then only one quarter left, the boys really do have to put in a hell of a shift if they want to compete for this game.
The game is going by fast, isn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun, eh?
Yes, definitely.
I don't know if the boys will be feeling that way, but...
Keast under the...
Yeah, they won't forget this.
Oh, great shot by Keast.
You say that, another score from the boys.
14-9.
He might have to change sports. He's doing really well.
Good take from Ella.
To Kim.
Ella again. She shoots and she scores. 15-9.
Good try by Max Thomas though.
Yeah.
It seems that every time the boys score, the girls just come straight back up the pitch and score their own.
When you say try, Hannah, do you mean score or attempt?
Attempt. I think Ella was trying to give him a couple pointers.
Yeah.
Nice run by Kim.
Ooh.
Ooh, good interception by Thomas.
Great interception.
And he kept
it
as well. Oh, a little bit of football as well.
We've got four limbs, why not use them all?
Against the rules, have.
Who made these rules? I want a word. Whose ball's that?
It is girls' ball and contact.
Prom is laying down the law on the sideline there.
And that is the end of the third quarter.
Wow. 15-9. Girls are winning by six.
Live from the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sport Box.
And we're back here with the final quarter. I'm joined by Hannah McClelland, first team netball player, in the commentary box.
And the boys have the ball.
Quick
and
play.
Jack Kinnear scores.
And a score already. Who scored that? Was that Kinnear?
That was Kinnear.
Great play. They were really quick off the blocks there.
Oh, Nick's back on. And the rivalry between Poppy and Nick is resumed.
Who's got the ball here? Alina.
Yeah, so guys, I'm courtside right now with Matt Keyes. He's just played the past three quarters of the game. He was in the goal shooting position, and out of the 10 goals now that they've just scored, he scored five of them. So remarkable shooting stats. How do you think the game went for you?
Yeah, I think it's gone quite well. I honestly thought we'd be losing by a few more right now. They've had a fair bit more practice than we have, but yeah, I think we've held our own and quite proud of what we've done so far.
Yeah, I think we did score predictions at the start of the game and we expected a lot more from the girls, but I'd say the boys have held their own remarkably well here. I think it's due to just like the sort of the power that they're using to make all the interceptions and breaking up the girls' game. Was that sort of the idea when you came into it?
Yeah, I agree. I think the boys have picked it up pretty quickly from the two sessions we've had, and it's quite evident just watching the way they read the game that they have been paying attention. So yeah, I think no one's made themselves look bad, and everyone will be pretty happy after this.
Yeah, obviously taking quite a lot of the skills you guys have to use on the rugby pitch, using them quite well onto the netball court. So thanks for joining us, Keist. And well, let's see what happens in the last quarter.
I like the rule of 3 seconds is the maximum time I can hold the ball because it keeps the game fast.
Yeah, it keeps it going. It's a good rule.
And you have to really use your short decision making time available, make use of it. To Cass, just outside the D.
To Kinnear, inside the circle. Oh.
Tapped up by Kaya. Is it D or circle or?
D circle.
Okay.
Same thing. Well, they have a semicircle, but everyone just says circle.
Yeah.
Shot
oh,
by Kinnear.
15-12.
I think they've been doing some practicing.
Yes.
You know what? I mean, after that interview with Keith, he said obviously they've only had two sessions. And I think, regardless of the outcome of today's game, I think they're all just really proud that they haven't completely embarrassed themselves today. And it just shows that, they've still got a lot of fire in their hearts. And I think they're chasing down this win now. Who knows?
Let's go
they're
for
doing
a
very well.
A boys versus girls rugby match.
Full contact.
Full contact.
Big side one. Big turnout in the Monroe Pavilion. Who knows what will happen?
I think that would be a very different game to this one.
Yeah.
Maybe the girls will hold their own in that one.
Taken by Teague.
Oh, good leave there from Diaz to Kinnear.
Very clever tactics. Good game sense so far.
Shoot it. To Kinnear.
He shoots.
Ooh. Oh.
Just over.
Diaz takes it.
He shoots. And he scores. 15-13. We have an amazing game here. 2 points in it. Last quarter. Cass at the centre. He has the ball.
Looks back for help.
Passes to Brooke. What's wrong there?
I think that was a bit of footwork.
Oh dear. Here goes Alina.
Into the D.
Poppy shoots.
And she scores.
16-13. Really, really important breathing space for the girls there. They're getting... They really didn't have the momentum in that last 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Oh, great interception by Max Thomas. To Kinnear. To Cassius.
Pass to Diaz.
Diaz. Interception by Grillo.
Grillo passes. Interception from Brooke.
Oh.
Through ball.
Offside.
Oh, no.
Back to the girls.
Was that in the wrong in his wrong section?
Yeah, so he's not allowed to come into the last third, but he have stepped.
So there's no offside of, like, you can't be beyond. Of course you can't, because it's netball and you can't run the ball. Never mind. Here goes Diaz.
Ooh. To Livingston.
Diaz
into
again.
To the circle.
Kinnear shoots.
Oh, just misses.
Overshoots.
Back line. For the girls.
Ooh. Contact. This is where the injuries start happening. Well, I assume they start happening.
Oh, boys have
Kinnear.
The ball.
Diaz.
Running it down the pitch.
Is it okay if you touch the ball, drop it, and catch it again?
No, that's replay ball.
Okay.
So it's kind of like double dribble.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and a score from Kinnear. 16-14.
Oh, boys doing quick substitutions.
Keyston Kane on.
All right,
is
guys.
That legal?
This does not normally happen.
Okay. Very quickly, I am joined by Mrs. Henderson here, right up in the galleries watching the game next to the commentary booth. And I'm, you know, what a great event it's been so far. Sort of, how do you think it's gone so far?
Well, I love the energy. I love the athleticism. I love the spirit of just competition. It's just wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great so far. And obviously, I think the boys have brought a different game that I don't think the girls will ever play again. It's a very sort of brutal game, it seems, today. Far, you know, very, you know, brash tactics and strong throws and big interceptions, that sort of stuff. Do you think they were, you know, ever expecting something like this?
I think they were expecting some physicality, but I think the level of skill, actually, of the boys has maybe been a bit surprising, because they actually got a lot of control as well as physicality, and I think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the experience from the girls' team, and I think they just have some better moves, and they're sort of moving a lot more fluidly, so I think that will probably help them over the line in the end of it. But in terms of the significance of an event like this, and obviously so great for the Wellington community to be organising such an event, you know, raising money for the Jimmy Hine Bursary Fund, sort of how important do you think this sort of thing is for Wellington, and sort of how we can maybe build on it in the future?
Well, I love the fact we've got boys and girls playing alongside each other with energy, with respect, and also with a lot of fun. They are taking it, listen to that cheer, they are taking it seriously, but they are also respecting each other and their skill and the space. I just think it's a wonderful spectacle, and I think we should do more of it.
Yeah, and I spoke to one of the players on the pitch, and they just said, you know what, they're just really happy that, you know, they came out, they made themselves proud, didn't completely embarrass themselves, and I think they're all chuffed with the performance they've put out today. So really good stuff so far.
Oh, well, far from disgracing themselves or embarrassing themselves, they are absolutely superb. They've given an energy and a, you know, creativity that I think is lovely, and it's wonderful to watch, and I'm sure it's entertaining everybody. There's a lot of cheers up here.
Yeah, it's been great fun, and it just shows what Wellington is all about and what we can do. So thank you so much for joining us up here.
Pleasure.
And back to Josh and Hannah.
So with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the game, the score is 17-15.
Some amazing scores during that interview there. Especially the boys on Just Kept In.
Yeah.
Poppy shoots.
Oh, hits the rim.
Here goes Teague.
Back to Max. Back to Teague.
Teague to Watson. Watson to Kane.
A little bit of footwork there as he tried to keep it on the court.
Unlucky.
Good movement from the girls. Oh, chucked into space. Yellow sideline. That's the boys.
So the sideline's also yellow, so that is also confusing. But it's radio, so they can't see the colour of the sideline. Here goes Alina.
Into the D to Redfern. Dutton.
She shoots. She scores.
18-15.
And that, with a minute and a half left to play, I reckon that might be the goal that seals it, really.
I think so too. It's a difficult... 3 points in a minute and a half is difficult to do.
But it's been remarkably close this game. All our predictions were very far off. Because I think the boys have done themselves proud today. Got a lot more than what they were expecting.
Yeah, I think they've done extremely well. That's not the goal for the girls.
Poppy there scores. 19-15. T to Cass.
Oh, very good passing from the boys.
Such quick passing, I can't even commentate.
Into the D. Oh.
To Cass. Kinnear shoots, just
into
misses.
Good interception by Georgie.
Good shot there. Not shot, pass.
Into Poppy. She shoots and she
scores. 20-15.
30 seconds left. See if the girls can get another goal.
They're going for it, aren't they?
They really are.
I have to say, netball is a much more physical sport than football. So all those football fans out there.
And it's meant to be a non-contact sport as well.
Exactly.
Josh, I get the feeling that's only because it's a boys v girls match here, I have to tell you.
Well,
as an avid football fan, I can tell you that there's a lot more ankles broken in that sport.
I disagree, but let's leave it at that.
And let's leave it there. Obviously, you're.
I'll fight you for it. Boys have got the ball. 1 second.
That's the end of the game. 20-15 to the girls.
What a great game. What a great game. And what a pleasure it's been to commentate.
It has been such a great game.
Much tighter than we thought it would be.
Indeed, the boys have done themselves proud.
I thought it would be a big boys' victory, but not quite that. Opposition teammates are shaking hands and congratulating. Despite lots of physical battles, they can now rest, have a drink of water.
Right, guys, I'm here with Nick Teague. Just played a great game. If I'm honest, I think you guys got a lot more than most people were expecting and really stopped them from getting quite a few goals as well. You guys did remarkably well.
I heard it was 50-1, but I think it should have been evens for us to win that. It was pretty close. I hear it's usually 30 points and a half, but it's just it was a good game for us. We'll look for round 2 next year and we'll push him again. But I think it's a great start for boys and netball here at the college, and we'll see how many trophies you can bring home in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you guys are yourselves proud, mate. Well done.
So what do you think was the biggest factor that put the girls above the boys?
I think just the experience, really. The girls have had years and years of experience. The boys have done extremely well to actually get within 5 goals of them. But I think it just comes down to years in the end.
So decision-making, really.
Yeah, really. And also tactics and just like moving on the ball, having played with each other in these positions for ages. It's all about like team chemistry.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done well, though. Very well.
Yeah, I think both teams can be proud of their effort.
All the team players are...
They're in a circle.
...doing some sort of ritual, I think.
It's unclear what it is. They got a palm out. As if they're playing basketball.
I think they may be doing one of the boys' things that they do in rugby.
Or they clap. So it looks like they have their one palm out and then someone else's palm underneath.
Yeah, and I...
There they go.
It's just a double,
well
double
timed,
clap.
Double clap.
And what, man of the match or woman of the match for both teams?
I would say woman of the match for the girls, probably Kim. She played centre for most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the tiring role of netball. And she played extremely well.
She did well, especially she's not actually the... She's quite short compared to the opposition.
She is. She has to do a lot of running to get around them. She can't exactly put her arms up. For the boys, I would probably say Mac East.
Really?
He surprised me. I did not think that the boys could be that good at shooting. But I think he did extremely well.
It's funny. He told me he had a 100% lineup record on a podcast once. And then that weekend later, he missed half his lineups.
Guys, very quickly. I'm here with the boys' team coach, Finn Baxter. I thought you guys played remarkably well, really restricted their game. Was that your plan, to just block out everything you could and play a high-octane game?
Yeah, I think our plan was just to try and get as many points on the board and just try and keep them out, really. I mean, we knew they could shoot, and so we tried to be quite physical. Pretty proud of the lads to get that close, but yeah, it was unlucky not to get the win.
I think it was a lot closer than most people expected, and I think you guys all did yourselves very proud. Keith put in a hell of a shift, also came down for a nice interview. Thomas did. I think everyone did themselves really proud, put in a good shift. It was a great event as well. Well done.
Thank you very much.
We still have not reached the target, and please, please, please go to justgiving.com. Whatever you can give, search Jimmy Higham, and at the top will be the Jimmy Higham Bursary Fund netball match. Please donate all you can for this great cause. Looks like the team's gone inside now.
The court is now empty.
I've come right into the centre of the court.
He's playing centre.
I'm playing centre. This is what it's like to be in the middle of this great venue.
Don't go in the D, though. Don't go in the D.
No, I won't, because I'm not a goal shooter. I don't really know the rules, but there we go. But I think that's probably me signing off, unless I spot any more interviews I could potentially do. But for the time being, I think it's been a fantastic event.
It really has.
Really good fun. Great to raise money for this sort of initiative. Obviously means a lot to the Wellington community. And it just shows, you know, what we can do when we, you know, put our hearts to it. It's really good stuff.
It looks like all the crowd has run off to the V&A to get some pizza or some chicken.
Yeah, all the parents. Tonight? I feel like it's pizza tonight.
It is
Friday.
Pizza tonight, yeah.
They should do chicken more nights.
They really should.
They should, yeah.
Now the topics have changed completely.
The one on Wednesday was like...
It was kind of like stir-fried chicken. It wasn't like fried chicken.
It was like the chicken that we asked them to get rid of from the dining hall, and they did.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones
and then they brought it back in the
video. Yeah, the wraps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they just had some left over from last month.
I mean, there's not much more netball to talk about, so I think we should just keep talking about food.
But it's interesting how when the girls played, it was so fluid. It's like when you see the boys play rugby. They stand on a diagonal line and they all pass, and it's just quick. It's like the goals.
Their game plan is much more sort of using the momentum of moving up the pitch to sort of bring the ball with you. And that's, I think, why the boys' sort of defensive tactics work quite well. Just break it up as much as they possibly can. Not necessarily aiming to get the ball back, but just breaking it up, putting it into the sidelines. It works really well for the boys today. It was a great game.
But the boys did lack possession a bit. When they hit it out, they do stop the attack, but they don't get the ball to attack themselves.
Yeah, they break up the game, but they don't exactly do them any favours.
They're not putting themselves in a position to attack, but they're certainly breaking up the opposition attack. So, an interesting tactic, but, you know, considering they only had two training sessions, I think they did remarkably well to break apart, you know, the first team's game plan.
Yeah, I agree.
We should have a 14 rugby versus, like, 14 netball. Is there a 14
there
netball?
There is not a 14 netball, unfortunately. Oh. They've cut the fourth team, as we don't have enough players. Now we only have three teams, but you could do third team.
Somehow I doubt it would be as interesting. But, you know, well, it would be just as fun probably if we get people down here.
Indeed. It's a great event. I've not been here before, but the seats, they kind of pull out.
They come out of the wall. Yeah. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, and then when you push them in, they spell Wellington.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
So that's me, courtside reporter, done for the evening. From me, just thank you. And, last words from Josh and Hannah, I think.
Thank you, Louis Farrer. We'll be signing off too after a great evening. I've had lots of fun.
I've had a really good time.
It's difficult.
And I think they have as well.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I've enjoyed it. And again, please donate. Go to the Just Giving page, search Jimmy Higham, and click on the first thing, and you'll see the donation link. Please help get to the target. And that's us done. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Live from the Robin Dyer Centre, bringing you the latest in Wellington sport. Sportbox.